knees and toes, knees and toes. Head, shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes. And is a mouth, a mouth. Head, shoulders, knees and toes.
The gods made us.
God made it all for us. God made us perfect.
Hello everyone, and welcome to our special school podcast. Today we are talking about the Catholic social teaching principles that we learned about last term.
Here's the twist. We're not talking about our RE lessons this time, are we?
That's right. Instead, we're exploring about how these values appeared in other subjects across the school. Tricky, right?
I don't think so. It looks like our guests are bursting with ideas they want to share with us.
Then let's dive in. Year one, what's your topic?
Human body.
What exactly did you learn in that topic?
How to take care of our body.
You're all different.
And unique. God loves us. We learned how to take care of our bodies.
It's all about
human dignity.
We remember a little movie and we thought about all about eyes
and ears.
And ears. And they have the ear have an animal inside the ear.
No, it's liquid.
It was a
liquid.
Snail shell.
Oh yeah, snail shell.
And the gods made us.
God made it all for us. God made us perfect.
Bianca and Harriet, you were absolutely amazing.
Otterly and Sebastian from Year 2 are going to say how they link their learning to Catholic social teaching.
We are learning about our wonderful world. Asia, Africa, North and South America, Antarctica, Europe, and finally Australia.
Can't remember the rest.
It's all about care for creation.
We learn to about not throwing, not picking coral, and not throwing rubbish into the ocean.
And if we do that, then the ocean will get polluted.
We should take care of our planet because God made it for us.
Beautiful. Caring for the world is such an important message. Year 3, what about you?
Hi, my name is Mary. And we learnt about Whittington Hospital. That connects to dignity for workers.
What did you learn about in this topic?
So we were learning about how Florence Nightingale travelled to the Crimean War.
Why is Florence Nightingale so important?
Because she helped the soldiers in the Crimean War when they were all injured, and when she saw how dirty everything looked, she decided to help by cleaning up and giving the soldiers a nice warm place to be safe.
Dignity for workers means treating everyone fairly and equally. Great example. It's amazing how learning about hospitals can remind us of respecting for everyone's work. Year 4, can you tell us about your subject?
We read an amazing book in our class called Leaf, and it links to care for creation.
And how does it link to care for creation?
It links by leaf, having to have lots of leaves, and that we should protect our environment and what God has made for us.
Is there anything that you could tell us about habitats how we should not damage animals' habitats?
Yes, we shouldn't damage them because it's a gift from God, and that we should protect animals' habitats so they have a safe place to live.
That's lovely to hear. Anything else you want to tell us?
Yes, by the way, the author was Sandra Dakeman and her illustrations were really nice.
That's such a thoughtful connection. Year 5, what's your focus? Here we have Destiny and Massey from Year 5.
We learned all about Passionists.
I know that St. Paul the Cross has made the Passionist Order, and we also have it on our jumpers and our PE jumpers.
On the logo, there are 3 languages, Latin, Italian and Greek. And what it means is the Passion of Jesus. The bottom is shaped as a heart to show that Jesus loves us. There's 3 nails at the bottom to show that Jesus sacrificed himself for our sins. And at the top there's a cross.
That's great. Did you know that we're the only school in London that's a Passionist school?
I did.
I love that our school is a Passionist school. Thank you, Year 5.
Wonderful. I bet you found so many links there to compassion and community. And finally, Year 6. How did you link your topic to Catholic social teaching?
In Athens, people came up with a brand new idea called democracy that means rule by the people. Instead of one king or queen making all the decisions, the people got to have their say.
Here's how it worked. Growing up men who were born in Athens could go to big meetings called the Assembly.
There, they talked about important things like new laws, building templates, or going to war. Then they voted by raising their hands or putting stones in a jar to show what they thought.
It was a bit like a giant classroom debate, where everyone's voice mattered. But there's something important to remember. Not everyone was allowed to vote.
Women, children, slaves, and people who moved to Athens from other places could not take part, so it wasn't completely fair to today's standards.
Even so, ancient Greek democracy was a big step forward. It planted the seed for the kind of voting and fairness that many countries try to have today.
Amazing connections, everyone.
You've shown us that Catholic social teaching isn't just for RE, it's part of everything we learn and do.
Thank you to all our brilliant guests and thank you for listening.
See you next time on our school podcast.